Only been in Paris for a few hours, already found the Airbnb in a lovely back street very close to the Pompidou Centre, and of course I've had to head out and get some supplies, so I've just bought on recommendation of the gentleman I'm standing with. What's your name?
Steve Church.
Steve Church, who just so happens to be an American with 12 years experience living in Paris. He's just told me to buy the Red Sancerre, which I've never had a Red Sancerre. Only 20% of the grapes apparently go to red. You know about wine?
I wouldn't really say I know a lot about my wine. My wife knows a lot more, but we've had some pretty interesting experiences visiting different vineyards and talking to different vintners, and it's always been a delight.
So who have I just bought from on this market stall? Where are we?
We're in the Marché, Place Baudoyer, in the 4e arrondissement, Marais, in the center of Paris, just between the Hôtel de Ville and the mairie of the 4th arrondissement, not far from my house.
You live pretty central then.
We're very lucky.
Yeah. So you spoke about some property outside of Paris as well. Are you a farmer?
Well, I'm trying to be what they call here a maraîcher, a guy who grows vegetables.
Okay.
And fruit.
Not in the city, surely.
No. Yeah. We were lucky enough to get a piece of property in Burgundy quite a while ago, and so we go there and try to make the best of it.
And your trade before coming to Paris, or?
I was a teacher. I was a boat skipper. I was a sheep herder. Boat builder.
The moment I arrived here, obviously after recent news, people were asking me, what's it like? How is it? Because all they see are headlines, and so programmed, I guess, people have Paris equals terrorism at the moment. And the moment I stepped off, it's exactly the same as every time I've stepped off the train into Paris.
You wouldn't really notice any difference. Okay, there might be a few more sirens. At the beginning of the week, there were a few helicopters, a few more military people in the streets, but you would never really know the difference.
I was actually quite surprised at the lack of police presence, only because I guess I was looking for police presence, and upon crossing a square with a huge mural just behind the Pompidou a moment ago, I did see three or four police officers checking out what appeared to be potentially a homeless guy's belongings in some trolleys. And when I said, anything suspicious here? They said, no, it's fine. Very casual, very lax, but radioing everything through just as a matter of precaution. A normal day.
Yeah, well, it's kind of become a normal day.
Yeah.
You know, 2 years ago, this would have been extraordinary. But the thing is that there isn't the menace of, you know, killer cops like they have in the United States. They're not méchant. They're not, you know, they don't threaten anybody. They're just looking around.
No, I said, is it okay if I take a photograph? He was like, no problem at all.
Yeah, they're perfectly. I mean, we've got there's a mosque. It's not a mosque. It's a what do they call it?
Synagogue.
Synagogue, just up the street, and you know, there on the weekends there are five or six cops there, and you know, you can talk to them, and they say, yeah, we're bored out of our minds.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They're not there looking at you as if, you know, well, we're going to handcuff you if you look at us strangely.
It's
unlike, at least that's what I've read. What happens in my former country.
Well, exactly. I mean, you must watch the news keenly and make...
I don't watch the news. I read it on the internet.
Okay. So the sentiment in general, everybody just getting on with it, and what are their feelings at the moment? Because obviously France is pretty keen to go ahead with bombing Syria.
I think that's that's the result of a lot of media intoxication. I think that the people here have been, to be perfectly frank about it, have been put to sleep just like the people in the United States. They don't understand an implication. Well, number one, if the French were to unilaterally bomb Syria, it's illegal. They have not been invited to do that, whereas Russia has been. Now, if Russia and France decide to approach Mr. Assad and say, okay, we'd like to do this together, and he gives their approval, he gives his approval, then fine. But to do it unilaterally like David Cameron wants to do is totally insane. It's a war crime.
Well, we're not adverse to war crimes in UK government, I'm afraid. You know, let's have a look what may have perpetrated, escalated a lot of the general sentiment in the Middle East right now. And this is obviously my personal opinion.
I totally agree. No, I totally agree. We should never have been there in the first place. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Interesting. An American and a Brit. completely different to the things that our governments are agreeing on.
No, but I think we're totally in agreement. Yeah. You know, who is it? Churchill said, you know, we're the two countries separated by a common language. Yeah. But, you know, I think here, people who understand what's going on are totally in agreement that this is insane. You can't bomb an idea.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah,
a city and all the civilians and the children, everybody that is in that particular city, to me just seems symbolic all the way. And there is no result that can come out of that other than more unnecessary death when that idea is spread around the world, thanks to certain borders which are really not secured, and certain funding which is coming from places. Well, you start digging a little bit deeper and you may be a little bit surprised as to where a lot of that funding is coming from.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I mean, you know, we're the United States, France and Britain are all involved in sending arms to these countries that chop heads a lot more often than Daesh does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, well, what can I say?
What can I say? It's thankfully on the streets. The spirit is as I've always experienced it and felt it. I've had nothing but great conversations about food and culture and art.
I'd like to make one comment. In a cafe just across the street, there is a blackboard attached to the door leading up to the kitchen. And it is a celebration of what France supposedly represents as far as life and living and this and that. And to me, personally, I found it disgusting. Because it's just a kind of like a copy-coller, a copy and paste version of what George Bush said after 9/11. Mm. Go shopping, go to Disneyland. You know, they hate us for our values. I mean, our lifestyle. I don't know if you've seen this, but it was pretty prominent on the internet for a while. It was published as a comment to an article in the New York Times, and the guy in the cafe said it was from the New York Times. Well, I took the time to research this, and I found it was only a comment to an article, and for him to say that this was from the New York Times, which kind of represents the United States, I found it less than honest. I mean, you can go over and take a picture of this because I think it's still up.
Yeah.
No, I found that really strange.
Do you remember the protests many years ago, the student protests? I actually have a T-shirt at home with a sheet.
68?
Return to normal. It was like, everybody just get back to normal and forget about what's going on.
The students
protesting. I think retour à la normale, meaning that get back to your normal lives and just forget about all of the kind of undercurrent that is actually going on. And so, yeah, I totally take your point. When I talk about the spirit is as I remember it, I'm glad to see people aren't living in total fear, because then obviously the idea has won. Should we be more politically active? Damn right we should be. At the moment, I look at Twitter and I realize it's a very small, you know, echo chamber of people saying, don't bomb Syria, don't bomb Syria. No, no, the discussion's going on right now in Parliament. Please, you know, get a bit of wisdom. And yet so many people will just digest the headlines of their local tabloid.
I don't even think they take the time to digest them. I don't think...
It's on a subconscious level, maybe.
No, but I don't think a lot of people even pay attention. What I've found here in France is that they've become so Americanized that most people, frankly, don't give a shit.
Wow.
I mean, I'm really sorry to say that. I mean, it's kind
of
like...
Are we talking Paris, or are we talking France in general?
We're talking France in general. I mean, we have a place in the country, and people there are...
I don't know why I'd expect it more from rural areas, because you feel like you're in a kind of bubble of protection because, oh, it's never going to happen here.
As I wrote to a friend of mine in the States, you may feel protected over there because you have oceans and this and that. I said, we're on the back porch of all this, and it really pisses me off that you think, you know, you can get away with this. I mean, it puts us on the front line. And I really resent it. It's my country. I still have my passport, despite the fact, I mean, I'm living over here, and I see it. You know, these poor people are coming over here because you're bombing the shit out of them. Mm. And you know, granted, there may be a few terrorists among them, but you're creating the terrorists by all this violence. And I said, you over there in the States, especially in this little village where I come from in Northwest Lower Michigan, they'll never see any of the results of this, except maybe economically. Maybe. It's one of those little gated communities where, you know.
Yeah,
I don't know if any of this makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's you know, it's definitely interesting to hear it from you. How French do you feel, having lived here for 12 years?
Well, this isn't my first time in France. I came here first in 1966. I worked here at the university in Marseille in the 70s.
What was your speciality?
No, I was teaching English as a foreign language.
Not politics.
At that point, very few politics. It was during an age where teaching English as a foreign language was relatively like being a bird. You could go anywhere you wanted, and you know, nobody really questioned why you were there.
So, what do you hope for the future?
That's a really hard question. It's a good question. It's the inevitable question. I would like to see France take a little more independent stance in foreign policy. That's unlikely to happen. I would like to see the United States back away from the United States, my own country, back away from all this aggressive behavior. And you know, work things out diplomatically. There has got to be a way. I don't know how that can be done, but I think that most of the people involved in this, including ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, those people are not stupid people. They're willing I really believe that they're willing to sit down and talk.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I believe it. You know, I mean, that's all I have. There's a diplomatic way out of this, and I don't think we have to go around crushing people, destroying this, destroying that. It's insane.
Some kind of resolution without more massive death would be a really good outcome. I've got a bottle of wine in my hand, and I'm going to raise a glass to that tonight.
To peace.
To peace.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
And bon appétit.
Merci beaucoup.